Hello, and welcome back to our Calm the Chaos series. This is session number 4, and we will be discussing sleep. So if you're like me, I need sleep. However, getting my brain to shut down is a whole nother story. We need our sleep for peak performance. And in a recent study, approximately 85% of the participants noted that they lose sleep due to work-related stress. However, if we can use mindfulness meditation, we can help calm our hyperactive mind and improve our sleep. I am so in. Just like warriors, the warriors that we've been talking about all throughout the Calm the Chaos series, we need our peak performance every day. We are in this for the marathon. We must go the distance. Our brain is like a battery, and it needs to recharge. Our brain is an organ in our body that uses 20% of all of our body's energy. It uses more energy than any other organ. And when you focus on the present, you're conserving your energy from giving thought to cycles of anxious and stressful thoughts. Can you identify when you have had the most energy in your day? Can you monitor your brain like a CPU in a computer and see what causes it to be drained? For instance, if you're like me, I am known to have 100 tabs open on my internet browser as I go on a research quest, and my computer needs to be shut down and restarted, much like my brain. Then when you restart your computer, you'll see an increased performance, much like you see an increased performance after a well-rested night of sleep. I believe in training warriors, not just those weekend warriors, but warriors for life. We are resilient. We need our sleep to keep us restarting each day with the most energy and giving the most each day so we can influence those around us to make a positive impact. Okay, Linda, this is all you. Get us some more restless sleep.
Okay, Mary, yes, this practice focus is on sleep. And while we shelter in place, confined to our homes, and unable to freely engage in the world, we're inundated with media on our televisions, computers, and phones that's often frightening, anxiety-provoking, that chillingly reminds us of an existential threat. For many of us, the stress challenges our ability to sleep. And of course, lack of sleep contributes to greater stress and a weakened ability to cope with the stress that we're feeling. So how are you feeling? And how are you feeling the stress? Let's start by just noticing where you feel the stress and notice what it feels like in your body. It may be helpful for you to consider how the feelings of stress vary during your day. Notice when you feel it, what gives it energy, and notice when you don't feel it. So now let's relax. Breathe slowly and deeply. Relax and let go of your breath. Slowly, deeply. Repeat the cycle of breath. Remember, breath and breathing slowly help send signals to your brain to tell your brain that you're moving into relaxation. Breathe slowly and at your own pace. Breathe out slowly, deeply, and at your own pace. Allow your breath to flow naturally, evenly, slowly. Feel each breath as it begins. Feel your breath move through you. Feel your body relax. Release your breath and notice how you feel as you release it. Breathe. Appreciate the cycle of breath, the gift of breath, and breathe. Feel your breath in the moment that it occurs and feel it as it travels through you. And then as it is released and let go. Feel your body relax even more deeply. Notice your feelings of wakefulness or fatigue in this moment. How does it feel? Where does the feeling of fatigue reside most deeply in your body in this moment? Where does the feeling of wakefulness reside most deeply in your body at this moment? Just become aware. Breathe deeply and slowly. Allow your breath to mix with your feelings. Breathe into that place of wakefulness and let your breath move through it. Just notice your wakefulness. Accept your wakefulness. Don't try to change it. Just let it be. And allow your breath to mix with it and dissolve. Breathe. Breathe in slowly. Breathe out slowly. When thoughts or feelings occur with strong attraction, just notice the impulse. Just notice the thought and let it go. At this time, we may be also experiencing a seemingly constant state of high alertness and anxiety, making self-soothing and self-calming more difficult, even agitating to try. But be patient with yourself. Be non-judging. Accept what is. Don't try to change it. Let it be. Just letting it be will relax you. Being in presence increases awareness of what is. Practice makes us more conscious of our present state, which now may be a state of hypervigilance. Just notice it. Notice what is present and let it be. Notice what hypervigilance feels like and where you feel it most. How does it feel in your body? And notice where it is less present. Allow yourself to be where it is less present. And breathe slowly. Deeply. Research tells us that the act of breathing deeply and slowly tells our brains that we are relaxing, just as shallow, quick breathing tells our brains that we are stressed. Notice how your body feels in this moment. Where you may feel alertness, and just breathe slowly. Let your breath fill your body fill you with gratitude for the gift of this breath. Let it mix. Let your breath dissolve into any areas of tension. Breathe. Let your breath flow through your body slowly, deeply, relaxing your muscles, soothing all tension. Feel your breath flow through you and release it slowly. Breathe. Notice where you feel at ease, relaxed. Now, as you breathe, become aware of your eyes, the orb of your eyes, your face, your mouth. Let your face settle and rest. Let any tension release. Breathe. Become aware of your neck, the base of your neck, your shoulders. Soften your muscles with each breath. Relax. Breathe. Become aware of your lungs as they expand as you breathe in. And become aware of your lungs as they contract as you breathe out. And just breathe slowly, deeply. If you don't feel fully relaxed, allow whatever is to be without judgment. Just breathe. Become aware of your lower back and any tension there. Bring your breath and your focus there and breathe deeply. Breathe and relax. Become aware of your arms and your breath as it moves through your body, and become aware of your legs. Allow your muscles to relax and rest with each breath. Finally, become aware of your feet, your ankles, your toes. Can you feel the energy of the steps you've taken that may still be present there? Breathe. Now become aware of your whole body and how it is feeling in this moment. Relaxed. Let your breath fill your body with the gift of life and slowly, softly release your breath. Appreciate your body alive and present in this moment that will never happen again. Be in this moment in all its fullness, alive and well. We are at the end of this practice session. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Notice how you feel. Notice your awareness at this moment. And remember that you may experience presence at any time of your day. Just stop, breathe, and be.